To you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As you already know, the title of our sermon today is Don't Unplug the Power. Based on the gospel reading from John 15, where Jesus said, Abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing. I invite you to follow the sermon outline that you'll find on the handout that you received when you came into worship this morning. Again, our theme, don't unplug the power. Well, in the fall of 1977, I had a very embarrassing experience. That was before Beverly was there to take care of me. I was brand new in seminary in St. Louis. I got my first apartment. After hours of unpacking and taking things out of boxes, I really worked up some hunger. And I ran to the store to get the staple of the single man, a frozen pizza. Ian, you know what I'm talking about. I got back and put it into the oven, turned the heat on, and my mouth was salivating just waiting for this pizza. But after a few moments, I noticed the oven wasn't working. Well, I tried this and I tried that. It was the first gas-powered oven I'd ever had. I never had one before. I didn't want to mess with the gas connection coming out of the wall. And after about an hour of fiddling and fuming, as I was getting hotter and hotter and the oven was getting colder and colder, finally I swallowed my male pride and I called a repairman. He was there within an hour. Now remember, this was 1977. And in about 15.5 seconds, or thereabout, he had the problem fixed. And I couldn't resist saying, well, what was the problem? What did I miss? What did you do? And he gently took me behind the oven. And he put his glasses down and looked at me as a man only could that had been in the business for 40 years and said, next time, young fella, don't unplug the power. The power cord wasn't plugged into the wall. From that day on, I promised myself, if anything didn't work, the first thing I was going to check was to make sure the power was plugged in. Now, this is one way to look at today's gospel reading today from John 15. Jesus said, abide in me and I in you. A branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. I am the vine. You are the branches. But apart from me, you can do nothing. Jesus basically says to each one of us gathered here today, don't unplug the power. Don't cut yourself off from me. The image Jesus uses is of grapes and a grapevine. Cut off from the grapevine, the grapes cannot grow, cannot thrive, cannot live, no matter how hard they try on their own. In the same way, the Christian life is not a matter of our own willpower. Many people have the mistaken idea that to be a Christian, to be a follower of Christ, is something we do, our own willpower. Oh, somebody just tell me what to do, and then I'll do it. But we know that's not right. We know we fall short. We know we are not the people we ought to be. So what's the solution so many of us figure? I've got to try harder. I've got to be a better Christian, have deeper faith, make God happy with me, right? Wrong. So wrong. Now, I haven't heard the commercial for a while, but there used to be a commercial by Avis Rent-A-Car Company. And their advertisement slogan was, we try harder. It was their way of saying, don't rent cars from the number one company. Don't rent cars from the number one company. Rent from us. because we try harder to do the right thing. Now, I sometimes hear people talk about Christianity in that way, as if Christianity were the avis of world religions. What does it mean to be a Christian? These people say being a Christian is basically a matter of trying harder to be a good person, trying harder to live a good life. To be a Christian means try harder. But nothing is further from the truth. The basis of our Christian faith is not what we do, but what God has done for us in Jesus Christ. More about this soon. In the Old Testament book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 12, we read this amazing verse. There is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end of that way is death. This way that seems so right to so many people today is the way of good deeds, good lives, of trying harder. But the sad truth of Holy Scripture is this. There is an immeasurable gap between holy God and sinful people that cannot be bridged by our own efforts. Now think of it this way. Here we are, sinful people. And the Scripture says that about all of us. We've all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Here we are. And here is Almighty and Holy God. And between us and God is a chasm of 10,000 meters long and 10,000 meters deep. Every effort we might try to bridge that chasm on our own fails. Now, back in the prehistoric ages, when I was in high school, I used to run track and do the running long jump. And I was fairly good. I could jump from a running jump about 16 feet, about 5 meters. But the world record long jumper today, the Olympic champion, does twice that. 10 meters, 30 feet. But if I jumped as hard as I could, I would fall 9,995 feet short. The Olympic champion would fall short 9,990 feet short. Our good deeds, our trying harder, doesn't get us right with God. No one can say, well, at least I'm better than so-and-so. He can only jump 5 meters, but I can jump 10. Both of us, no, all of us, all mankind, you included, fall very short. Romans 3:23 puts it very clear. For we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. There is not one righteous, no, not one. Now you'd think, wouldn't you, that Lutheran church folks would know this to be true. Whatever Lutheran stripe and flavor you're from. You think we Lutherans would know that the Reformation faith we hold true is based on Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, where St. Paul writes, "For by grace you are saved through faith. It is a gift of God, not by your works, so no one should boast." You'd think we'd know better. But the sad truth is, some years ago, over 4,000 Lutheran people, church members, were asked in a formal poll this question. How do you hope to get right with God and go to heaven when you die? And over 40%, 4 out of 10, basically gave this answer. By my good life, by being good, by going to church. That is to say, by trying harder. But like in the long jump illustration, we all fall dreadfully short. Our good deeds are not good enough. The soul that sins shall surely die, the Scripture says. Or to quote Paul again from Romans, all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That's the bad news. But here is the good news. The Christian faith is not about us trying to be good. The Christian faith is about our perfect Savior, Jesus Christ. Christianity is not about what we do, but what God has done for us. Jesus lived a perfect life without sin. He went to the cross on Calvary to lay down His life for you and thank God for me. And on that cross, He paid for our sins. On that cross, He overcame sin and death. From that cross and from that grave, He rose to give us victory over death and the grave. He gave us the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit, so that we can resist sin and live as His people. And that He has given us the gift of everlasting life, the gift of God. This power, this gift, this life only comes to us as we branches abide in Jesus the vine. Listen again to what Jesus says in John chapter 15. Jesus said, "Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing." When I was a seminary professor in Edmonton, often we would have faculty exchanges with our sister seminary in St. Catharines, Ontario, near Niagara Falls. And if you know anything about the Niagara region, you know about the acres and acres and acres of grapes. Well, when I wasn't teaching, as I still do today, I like to go for my daily long run. And on one of my long runs, I approached a man in the vineyard, and he gave me a handful of his grapes to eat. And when I asked him the secret of good grapes, here's what he said, and I'm going to quote what he told me. He said, "The branches need to be constantly checked to make sure they are lifted up and firmly connected to the main vine. If they get separated from the vine and just lay in the dirt, they soon shrivel up and die and don't bear any fruit." Truer words could not be spoken regarding our relationship with Jesus, the vine. And here's the good news for all of us today. Jesus Himself provides for us the means of grace by which we can remain connected to Him. He comes to us even today in His threefold word, His written word, His spoken word, His visible word. When we take time personally, reading and studying and meditating upon His written word, the Holy Scripture, or attending any of the Bible, many Bible classes here, Jesus comes to us. He comes to us and He takes that written word and plants it in our heart, that He lifts us up and reconnects us to Himself. When we really listen to the spoken word from this pulpit or any Christian pulpit, the Holy Spirit applies that word to our lives and Jesus comes to us. You've had that experience time and time again. The preacher has spoken a sermon, a word or a phrase, and you just know somehow that God is speaking to your heart. You wonder, maybe ask the preacher afterward, "God was speaking right to me. How did you know what I needed to hear?" The preacher didn't know, but God knows. And in that spoken word, Jesus has come to you to tie you to the very heart of God, to lift you up and reconnect you to Him again. And when we see and experience and take part in the visible word at that baptismal font, the visible word at the Lord's table, the Lord Jesus comes to us in that water when it's applied on that person in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Our Lord Jesus is there. And make no mistake about it, today at this altar, when you kneel at that altar, receive that bread and wine, that true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus is truly present there as He promised to give us the forgiveness of sins, to give us His true presence, to reconnect us with Himself one more time, that we, the vine, may be connected to him, the true branch, and receive from him his good gifts. My friends, there is no room for Avis Christianity. Trying harder is not the way to get close to God or keep close to him. Christianity is not about what we do. It's about what God has done and is doing and will do for us in Jesus Christ, his Son, our Lord. Now, do you recall the opening story I told you, my embarrassing experience from 1977 with the repairman who told me, don't unplug the power? Do you recall my promise that if ever anything like that happened again, the first thing I would do was to check the electric cord plug-in? Remember that promise I made? Well, just recently, I goofed again. We bought a new DVD player to connect with our old television, and nothing I tried to do would work. No matter what I tried to do, I couldn't get the thing to work. I was so disgusted, I almost boxed it up, took it right back to London Drugs where we bought it, and demanded my money back. But just before I did, I made a phone call. I called Stephen Gettle. And I explained the problem, and with a calmness in his voice that reminded me of a repairman some 35 years ago, Stephen said these words. Pastor, is the electric cord plugged into the outlet? Whoops, I had done it again. My friends, our Lord Jesus Christ says to each of us today, don't unplug the power. I have provided for you the very power source that you need. Please stay connected to my written word, to my spoken word, to my visible word. Through these means of grace, I come to you to reconnect you to myself. Jesus said, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. My dear friends, don't unplug the power. In Jesus' name, amen. We now worship our Lord with his offering and take time to fill out the attendance pads.